Illinois crowds protest radical abortion bills. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 20, 2019. Large crowds are anticipated in Springfield, Illinois. On Wednesday, as activists gather to protest two abortion measures that pro-life champions say are both anti-women and anti-children. Bills called the repeal of parental notification, HB 2467, and the Reproductive Health Act, HB 2495, have drawn busloads of Illinois residents to the Capitol building. There is widespread outcry from the people of Illinois against these extreme anti-women and anti-children bills since they were introduced a month ago, said Illinois Right to Life Action's Mary Kate Knorr in a statement. Residents from all corners of Illinois are expressing outrage at this proposed legislation, which disregards the health and safety of women. We intend to bring that outrage to Springfield, where legislators cannot ignore it. HB 2467 would strip away all parental rights to consent for a minor to obtain an abortion, and remove the requirement of medical certification by the facility for a minor's abortion. HB 2495 would allow unregulated abortion up until the moment of birth for any reason, and provides that a fertilized egg, embryo, or fetus does not have independent rights under the law of this state. Illinois Right to Life asserts that the Reproductive Health Act also allows non-physicians to perform surgical abortions, requires all private health insurers to cover abortion with no restrictions, and forces all medical professionals to participate in abortions, regardless of their faith beliefs or moral convictions. The Illinois chapters of Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, pressed the state legislature to pass measures that would make partial birth abortion legal in the state. With a Democrat supermajority in the state legislature and the support of Democrat Gov. J.B. Pritzker, who said his goal is to make his state the most progressive in the nation when it comes to abortion, four lawmakers introduced bills that would repeal most restrictions on abortion and make the procedure a fundamental right. Pro-life leaders assert the proposed legislation would make Illinois a third trimester abortion destination with no abortion clinic required to undergo state health inspections. In addition to Knorr, Bishop Thomas Poprotsky of the Catholic Diocese of Springfield is expected to speak at the protest, along with Illinois state reps Terry Bryant and Amy Grant, and Eric Scheidler, executive director of Pro-Life Action League.